worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Unfortunately, there is no insurance plan to cover you for the mistake you've just made by clicking play on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Oh, man, I just bought that podcast coverage. I guess it was a lie.
Yeah, it was all crap.
Oh.
It will do nothing for you. Welcome to A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco. I am joined by Lazy E.
Yo, yo, yo. Didn't expect that one.
And I am joined by Mickey.
And I'm still here.
You are still here. Not everyone is still here, though, and you'll notice that. We'll get to that in a minute, though. In the meantime, Freak Accident, or rather, afreakaccident.com. Almost gave you the wrong website there. See, I'm all over the place tonight. It's great. afreakaccident.com is the website. Send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. If you peruse the website, you'll find links to social media and stuff. And don't forget to follow us on iTunes, too. So welcome to this episode. This is going to be interesting. It's a year and one episode in, and, well, already a lot of changes coming our way.
Changes, but we're going to forge through.
Yeah, yeah, we'll forge through. We'll always forge. We'll forge and
pillage
and steal. And
Wait,
why are we
rob
stealing?
From the rich and give to the poor?
No, I'm just going to keep the money.
Rob from the rich and give to us.
Yeah, good job.
Well, we're poor. We're plenty poor.
I love the way you say poor.
Poor.
It's like porridge.
I'm glad that that's enough to keep you occupied. That's good.
It really does. I just listen to you say that over and over. I keep the audio.
Oh, you got it all saved up?
Yeah.
So you're just going to pour a bunch of pours on me one day?
Oh, man. Now there's multiple pours.
See that? Look, I set out to break them, and it works. It works every time.
It's my alarm on my clock. It just goes pour.
Oh,
pour.
God. I am tired. I'm real tired.
You're a tired man.
I'm tired of life. I'm tired of...
No. Don't say that.
What? No.
Don't say that.
Oh.
You're not allowed to be miserable.
Why?
Because that is not what this podcast is about.
All right, this podcast is supposed to be cheery and exciting and, you know, just making you happy.
Yep.
At my expense.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dial 211. They'll help you work it out.
Which one do I dial to that will encourage me to go through with it? There's got to be a number for that too, right?
I really thought you were going to ask, how do you dial 211?
It's a tough number.
You wish I asked that.
I really do.
I'm not that dumb, okay? And
yet.
I'm not that tired either.
Yet.
Okay, good.
I'm kind of just here hanging on in the meantime.
Ask him at the end of the show. That might be the end of it. Right?
It might be. Yeah, I don't know. I'm checking out. It's like from moment to moment, I'm checking out, checking back in, checking back out, checking back in.
Well, that's because you started your new little shindig.
Yeah. I got a new job. We'll probably go more in depth with that in the state of the show segment, which we're kind of going to consolidate everything into a state. Do you want to just do it here in the opening segment?
Why not?
We might as well, right?
Yeah, let's get all the ambiance ready for us.
Wait, no, this is our election music, because...
Well, we're hailing the chief. You're the chief.
Oh. A freak accident is in your ear holes.
This is the state of the union right now.
I'm glad you're all applauding. You won't be in a minute. A freak accident, a lot of change is happening. First and foremost, you might notice that Kyle Mack isn't here. He's decided he doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
You know, it comes after the episode just last week where
we
said that seat is cursed.
Yeah, how weird. Literally last week, and this is funny too, like the whole state of the show situation. Like last week we're sitting here talking about how great things are, how great things are going. We can't wait for the new year. We can't wait to deliver stuff to you. We're talking about how awesome everything is and the state of everything. And like in less than a week, it all went away. All of it.
Welcome to life.
Nothing is permanent. That's why I'm miserable. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is guaranteed in this world. But anyway, yeah, after we sat there and talked about how that seat is cursed, we can't keep anybody, and Kyle's decided he doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not going to go into detail why. It doesn't really matter.
Kyle Mack gave us a smack.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah. I mean, best of luck to him in whatever he wants to do next, but I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of bummed about it because I really liked having him here, and he just decided he's got to do what he's got to do, I guess. But so that leaves us one person down on the show. We're back to a three-seat show, a three-mic show.
Until...
And then, which, I mean, is partially good news. You know, anybody who's been listening to this show for a while knows that I've been unemployed for the last couple months.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of November, I worked in radio with Lazy E. That came to an end. And so I've been looking for a new job. I found one, which
yeah.
is good. I mean, you know, hey, you know, getting health insurance again. And,
hit that
you
applause
know.
Again. That's good stuff. Come on. Yeah.
I'm glad you're all applauding. You won't be in a minute.
Okay.
So got health insurance again. I'm getting paid again, which is nice. So I got a job. Unfortunately, the way that this worked out is that the hours of said job are
conflict.
Conflict. Yeah, they're conflicting hours. They're difficult hours. I'm going to be working nights. And because of the fact that my hours conflict with Mickey's hours, with Lazy E's hours, what that means is that I unfortunately am going to have to step back from this podcast for a little while.
But not this isn't like Kyle where it's over.
Right. Yeah, no, we're not calling it quits because ideally I can maybe score another shift or even like possibly find another job, because that's the thing. Like this job, I took it because it was the first job that came along. I'm still actively searching for something a little bit more cooperative to my schedule. So if provided that happens, I'll be back. Maybe I get stuck doing this job forever, in which case it's been nice knowing all of you. It's been the pleasure has been all mine, and Godspeed, friends.
But you're still working behind the scenes. You're not off the show.
Yeah, technically I'll still be a part of the show. I'll still be like doing administrative stuff around. Yeah. Like I'll still be in charge of post. Mickey, you're thrilled to know that, right?
It's saving things.
Yeah, yeah. I'll make sure everything gets saved.
Actually, this is where the exciting part comes about. That means, ladies and gentlemen, for the foreseeable future, you get the wonderful show of myself and Mickey.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry for you.
I know.
Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Wow, that was nice.
We might, I guess, like the plan. So, like, yeah, literally from last week. Oh, what a great 1 year anniversary. Everything is awesome. To, ooh. Like, we actually had a moment this week where we were like, does the show continue? And I think we decided, like, the show must go on.
Oh, it's, especially because of all of you listening.
Yeah.
I would hate to throw it away. You guys gave us your time every single week, and you continue to. I don't want to just throw it away.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We're on 88.5.
Yeah, WRKC in Wilkes-Barre. But yeah, so I mean, it's tough, you know, and it's tough because I mean, you know, this is something I really love. It's something I enjoy, especially not having radio anymore. This is my only chance to continue to broadcast. So the fact that I have to say goodbye to it for an indefinite period of time is kind of bumming me a little bit.
Now, when does your indefinite period of time start officially?
I haven't really. I think it might be this might be my last go. I think next week is when we're going to have to make the decision to
move it somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, to do
for me and Mickey.
You guys get to continue it. Lazy
boy.
E will be the new acting host of the show.
Oh boy. Here, God bless those 12 years of radio. Time to work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like okay. You don't have enough work to do already, right?
Yeah, that should be you know, it'll be fun. I think me and Mickey can do it.
It's like a new adventure.
It's going to be interesting.
Oh, sure.
Think about this, Crisco. This is going to be the first time in a long time you're going to listen to the show and not know what to expect.
It'll be the only time I will have listened to the show and not know what to expect. I've been a part of every episode we've done, of every podcast we've done for the last, like, 4 years.
There was only, like, two instances.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember that, yeah.
Where you weren't, and that's why I say, for a long time.
Sure, yeah.
It's been, like, over a year.
Yeah.
So it should be, that's a neat little thing for you.
You can
judge us from a listening point of view.
Ooh, man, I'm going to be so harsh on you.
It doesn't matter. I'll delete you off my friends
list. My iTunes review is going to go from 5 stars to possibly something, you know, more similar to 1.
Crisco, can we step...
You're still part of the show buddy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Crisco, can we step outside for a second? Mickey, just wait.
Oh, why does she have to stay in here?
Yeah, just wait. Oh,
okay.
All right. Crisco.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you give it a bad review... This has no chance of making money, and then you're stuck at that job.
This doesn't have a chance of making money now.
Well, yeah, because we have Mickey.
Oh, is that the problem?
Well, come on. Why does everybody else leave?
Oh, it makes sense.
They all knew us before. They didn't know her.
Right, true. Yeah.
Probably the smell. All right, we should probably get in there. She's starting to get curious.
Yeah, I love you.
Love you, too.
Hey, Mickey. Oh, sorry. The hallway followed me inside.
So, no.
You know, I do
that.
I do have to ask, like, with all, like, the changes and shifts, like, the fact that nobody wants to stay here, because, like, before Mickey came along, like on past shows, like, we went through, like, 5 different girls on the show, and now, like, we can't seem to find a dude to fill the 4th mic. Like, it's got to be us, right? Like, it's something about us. It has to be.
Oh, and it's in no way Mickey. I mean, we would never say
that
about you.
Yeah, no, definitely not you, Mickey. No. Despite the fact that you're the only person who has, like, come on the show after the start of the show and decided to stick around for a long period of time.
Unfortunately.
You're tenured at this point.
I am.
You've seen 1, 2, 3 people circle in and out of this show since you've been on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 steady people, yeah.
Yeah. Have been on the show and left in the time that you've been here.
Why don't I get to leave again?
Oh, you're stuck.
Oh.
Sorry, it's a hostage situation at this point. You're not moving.
Yeah, that's what that ankle bracelet was that I gave you. That wasn't just, you know, a gesture of goodwill or a fashion accessory. Like, I gave that to you so you can't leave. I know where you are all the time.
Yeah, we have a little thing on our website.
And there's a little trank thing in it, too. So, like, it'll just knock you unconscious, you know.
Oh, is that what happens to
you? Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense now. Now I know why nothing ever... registers.
You don't have what is that disease where you fall asleep all the time?
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy. You don't have narcolepsy.
Oh.
This is why
you have Criscoepsy.
This is why that sounds like a really bad disease.
It must be.
This is why Murder is so happy anymore. She starts complaining, boom, done.
Yeah.
He messaged us, you're out. You wake up, you're happier.
Yeah, he just says code red, and I hit the button, and it's done.
That explains why he talks to you so much.
Yeah, him and me are bros at this point.
But there are some irons in the fire. It might not just be myself and Mickey.
Yeah,
so.
We're talking about trying to find somebody at least, perhaps not permanently, but just somebody to get, you know, on the show to mix it up and keep, like, more than one person on the air.
Yeah, because you know I'm not going to be doing a lot of talking.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you're talking.
You're going to have to. You've got to make up for all the talking that I won't be doing.
That's what he's for.
Well, then you have to make up for all the talking that I do.
Listen, how annoying is he? Okay, he can't talk as much as me and also as much as him.
Wait, whoa. You're supposed to go out in the hall for these conversations, not right in front of me.
No, we're doing it
right
in front of you.
I'm not deceptive. I tell it like it is right to your face.
Well, thank you, I think.
Hypocrisy.
What was that? Hypocrisy.
Listen, just don't. Oh, who's screwing up words now? Listen, just don't do what I do and give wrong websites and wrong social media and emails and things like that. At least get that information straight.
Okay, go to thenerdist.com.
Oh, yo, hey.
Right? That's our website, right?
Totally.
All right. Hey, I wish.
Number one podcast on freaking iTunes all of a sudden. You see that coming? Nope.
Yep.
Guess what? We're there.
Yeah.
It's happening.
We just need to hack his website.
Yeah.
We're coming for you. Now. Not really. I don't have those skills.
I was going to say, are you saying like now, like you want me to start hacking? I don't know how to hack.
Neither do I.
I know, like, you open up command prompt and you pound on the keyboard like there's no tomorrow and, like, things happen. That's what it looks like in the movies all the time anyway.
Back in the day, I remember it was basic, like, hacking maneuvers. Me and my friends, go onto AIM, get into that person's computer and make files on their computer. They're like, what happened? What happened here? And I thought it was so cool. But now I realize I could get arrested for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you just said it on the internet where nobody ever listens to anything and nothing ever gets stored for an extended period of time.
I was like 15.
You know what the law says about that?
I was a minor.
Doesn't matter. The law is eternal.
That person's probably dead that I did it to.
And it was like 20 years ago.
What?
You're old. Old man.
Hey, Mickey, you're not too far behind. I wouldn't make a joke.
So, yeah, guys, it has honestly been a pleasure. This is going to be, I think this is going to be my last episode, at least until I figure out what's going on with my schedule. So, I don't know. It could be a couple weeks. It could be a couple months. It could be longer than that before I come back. But
the show continues.
The show will go on, one way or another.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here thinking now about all of the crap I'm going to have to rewrite and redo on the website to explain why I'm not on the show anymore.
Just let it slide.
Just let it go. The hell with it. It doesn't matter at this point.
Wait until next week, because this is a little tease into next
week. Am I going to win the lottery and it's not going to matter and I'm not going to have to work at all anymore?
Oh, no. You're going to have to work the graveyard shift forever.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Little tease for next week. He may be on the show.
Okay.
Just don't worry.
Oh, great.
Just don't worry.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I already know what you're thinking.
I'm already working on it.
Yeah, fantastic.
This is going to be amazing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Anyway, we do have... guys, thank you for understanding, though. And as always, thank you for bearing with us.
And thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, I know. Literally, like, it seems like we're top of the world. You know, king of the world. We're Leo on the, you know, bow
Titanic.
Of the Titanic.
And now we're
last
sinking.
Week. And now we're, yeah, we're Leo sinking below the waves with our frozen corpse.
You guys are the only reason we keep on doing it. Yeah. So keep on keeping
keep showing us love, and we'll keep loving you back.
Oh, wait, no, that gets weird.
In a completely consensual way.
What are we talking about? Because that got weird fast.
Let's see. State of the show. Done. Check mark.
Boom.
Next to that. That's finished already.
Yeah.
We've got a news update to get to. We've got a bunch of movie quotes that you've been saying wrong.
Back to the news update. Give me a little tease.
You want a tease?
Yeah.
Let's see. Trump likes peeing on people.
Okay. Huh.
Don't exhale and sigh exasperatedly. Right? Did I say that word right?
Yes.
I think I did.
You're good.
I'm tired. I'm real tired. I've been in training all day today. I'm exhausted.
I don't feel bad for you.
The movie quotes thing is amazing because there's some that are going to blow your mind that you totally misquote all the time. That's going
to
be crazy.
All right. We've got men confessing to things they wish they could do if society didn't consider those things feminine.
Or socially unacceptable.
Oh, there's a caveat.
Yes.
And we've also got football, including the college football championships. So.
And something that happened in the pre-show that totally trumped the rest of the game.
Sports!
Oh, my God!
It's on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Oh, my ears!
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is A Freak Accident.
News update.
Oh, it's a litany of news stories coming at you rapid fire. Like, let's get into it.
I made it here out west. The Golden Globes are starting, but I'm stuck here in this mess.
It's the Golden Globes, and nobody cares. Nothing really substantial happened other than the thing we're talking about.
It's an award show. There's 75 of them.
Are there really that many?
I don't know how many. There's enough.
I think okay. He's exaggerating a little bit, but honestly, doesn't it feel like there's one every weekend?
No, because I don't pay attention.
It's the Golden Globes. It's the Razzies. It's the People's Choice Awards. It's the Video Choice Awards. It's the Teen Choice Awards.
It's the
Kids' Choice
Awards. Music. MTV VMAs.
Yeah, it's the MTV Music Awards. The MTV Video Music Awards. The VMAs. The AMAs. The MCAs. The CMAs. The CMCs.
The Loudwire Awards. The Grammys.
Yeah, the Golden Gods. The Grammys. The other Grammys. The
ABCs.
The Grampies. The others.
I was going to go there, you.
The ABCs. The CDFs. The RQPs.
The PFAs. Yeah.
And the Academy Awards. So, no, it was the Golden Globes over the weekend, and you know, people won awards, I'm sure. I didn't pay any friggin' attention to it. What I was paying attention to, though, was the circus that ensued after a speech by one Meryl Streep.
But there was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country, imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life.
So,
check your privilege, Donald! Love, Meryl!
Yeah, when you get the smackdown from Meryl Streep, like, that's really bad.
I'm confused. How did he not have the capacity to fight back? He couldn't, like, open his mouth and make fun of him just the same?
Well, he...
No, he definitely could have.
Yeah, but I think the whole idea is he had a disability. And he made fun of him. Trump we're talking about, in case you didn't
know.
No,
I caught that.
Yeah.
It's the one you saw in all the commercials leading up to the election. It was like, oh my God, that one.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
What part of Mickey doesn't watch TV have we not gotten yet?
Oh my God, it was on every other commercial. Like, it literally was on radio, TV, every outlet possible.
I live in a box.
Basically, her entire tirade, which I'm looking at a transcript of it here, this was long.
Oh, it was...
Don't they normally play you off with music after you go over, like, a couple seconds? No, they knew... Well, here's the thing that...
I know where you're going
with
this.
Yeah, I know exactly what this was. This was a hit. They knew it was going to be a hit, and so they let her drone on and on and on for 10 freaking minutes, and they didn't bother to play her off because they knew it was going to cause a stir, and it was going to create a circus. It's almost as if they planned it.
Yeah, to cause people to want to watch next year. Who's going to do it next?
Right, yeah.
That's what it was for.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, my whole thing is I've seen people saying, she had no right to say. No, of course she had a right to say. She has a right to voice her opinion, stupid as it might be. You can get up and say whatever you want. That's how the whole free speech thing works. But you know what? Like, what I don't really like is the media circus around it, where everybody, you know, came with their tongues wagging, waiting to see if they can just lap up one little piece of drippage off of this freaking story.
What I don't like is, and maybe I'm assuming things, but those tears, those upset voices sounds a little acted.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel so bad. Now let me go back to my mansion.
And dude, like, here's my thing too. Like, and again, I think we've even said on this show, like, I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't think any of us are Trump supporters. I didn't like Donald. I hate Donald Trump. But you know what? At the end of the day, I still hate the fact that everybody's still pitching a freaking fit about what happened.
Not only that, guess what? He's our president. We have to hope for the best. Don't hope he does bad, because right. Guess what? That's us.
Yeah.
We're done, though.
And also, like, I remember when Obama won his second term, you know, Republicans and people on the right were freaking out about how, this is going to spell the end of our country. And everybody on the other side was saying, now listen, you just need to calm down and respect the office of the president. It's the same thing now, only the roles are reversed. Like, guys, when are we all going to grow up and realize that, like, hey, it's just the office of the president. He'll be gone in 4 years. It's not really going to matter. He still has Congress keeping him at bay. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, we will make it through it, and you don't need to start these waterworks at award
Trump
shows.
Is an idiot. We've known that for 2 years. We don't need
We've
you to continue
longer.
To remind us and have a 10-minute speech at every freaking award show where you posture and you proselytize everybody from your, you know, throne in Hollywood, Los Angeles with your millions of dollars and your mansions and your freaking sports cars and everything else. Oh, yeah. Please tell me about how, you know, we, the degenerate, poor class. Tell us how bad we have it, please.
I love it.
Keep it going.
Poor.
Speaking of Donald Trump, though.
Really have to go pee. I'm doing the pee-pee dance. I'm doing the pee-pee dance. I'm doing the pee-pee dance. Do you have to go pee?
And now this is actually making me have to go pee a little bit.
Yeah, you're doing the dance.
Are you doing the I'm doing like the jiggle in the seat here now. That was Sarah Whispers.
Whispers. Sarah Whispers.
She whispers naughty little nothings in your ear.
Well, that's what Trump really? Hopes while she sings that song.
Yeah, no. Speaking of the Donald, there was a report that came out on BuzzFeed, which immediately I think, BuzzFeed News. Am I taking this seriously?
It's a reputable source.
Oh, you think so?
Listen, they told me what crayon I am. They know what they're talking about.
Listen, the fact that Mickey just called them a reputable source is about as much a shot against them as you can get. That's a strike. That is the largest strike against you that you could have, the fact that Mickey thinks you're reputable.
Plus, BuzzFeed. You can't feed a verb.
I'm saying Mickey doesn't know anything.
Oh, well, no, we knew that.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah.
We've covered that every show.
So anyway, and the funny thing is, even in the article, they freely admit that, oh, by the way, we wrote this article, but none of these sources have checked out, and we have no idea if this is true. But we're going to publish it as though it is anyway and leave it up to the reader to decide.
So what exactly happened here?
They're alleging that, well, the whole thing was, it came out that Russia might have some damaging info on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's hard. And even though that was the thing, like that whole intelligence briefing and everything the other day, where like the intelligence agencies came out and, you know, to try and provide the evidence that, oh, we know Russia's behind all this, and they didn't really have any evidence. It was just, it's our, you know, we're pretty sure, like, it would be our educated guess that it's Russia. It's like, well, where's the evidence? We're pretty sure it's Russia. Just saying. It's just take our word for it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But what video
anyway,
would they have?
Yeah, no, they had damaging information on Trump. Apparently, it had to do with the fact that he is into some sexually perverted stuff. Like, for instance, waterworks.
Why is that any of our business?
It's not, but BuzzFeed made it our business.
Lovely.
Here's a little something, and I've heard it in several sources, that it isn't true, and it actually started as a 4chan.
That's come out true, yeah. Although I've seen people point out that, like, you know, apparently the bit of info has been around longer than the 4chan post.
Okay.
So I don't know if it necessarily did originate on 4chan. I'm clueless. But the best part of this whole thing was the Twitter reaction and all of the great puns that came out of, you know.
I love them. They have some, like the, there was a couple of him all in all the golden stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they did all the golden pee. What are some other ones we have right here?
I'm trying to glance through and see. The fact that his mansions are all surrounding him with his favorite color, gold and yellow.
Ah, that's a pee color.
The best thing was the trending hashtag, P-E-E-O-T-U-S.
I can't.
It says pee in it, Mickey.
It's a pee-pee joke. He had a weedle.
Yeah. And the best thing is Trump's response. He goes, "Fake news, a total political witch hunt," in all caps. I saw somebody retweet it and say, yeah, all caps was definitely the way to go with this.
That's the mature way to handle it.
See, I thought this article from College Humor would actually have, like, some of the funny puns, but, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Denied.
I saw the one was like, this whole story is urine infuriating. That was a good one. Yeah, a lot of pee jokes, a lot of puns. Just hit Twitter, look up P-E-E-O-T-U-S, and you'll find plenty.
All right, let's move on to the next story before we get pissed off.
Murmur was the case that they gave me.
Ugh.
Dude, there you are with your hip-hop knowledge again.
It's Snoop, it's D-O-double-G. Yo.
Right. Because that means something to me.
It's the Snoop D-O-double-G.
Dylan Roof, who was charged and, well, freely admitted to going into a South Carolina church in Charleston in 2015, where he massacred a bunch of people.
At a Bible study.
Yes. We all remember that story, this kid. That was the whole thing that led to the Confederate flags being taken away because he had an Instagram picture with the Confederate flag.
Except for me. I don't remember the story.
Of course you don't.
You live in a bubble.
I do.
Man, that freaking bubble. You know, that's the thing. Going back to the Meryl Streep thing, you know, everybody says Hollywood lives in a bubble. And, you know, man, that is nothing compared to the bubble that Mickey lives in. Nothing gets in or out. Closed system.
Yeah.
Entropy just going completely haywire. Everything's out of control.
So what happened?
He's been sentenced to death.
Fantastic.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine a better, more fitting end to this tool.
Well, even when they tried to give him a way out, the insanity thing, when they said, well, when you went in there, did you really think about what you're going to do? And he goes, oh, yeah, I had 5 minutes. I could have pulled it. I might have not done it.
He was like, nah, fam, totally sane.
So why isn't he dead yet?
Well, they had to go through due process.
Oh. Even, takes that long, really? This was last year.
Well, even when they did, I was watching the whole thing when they first got him and they were questioning him with the FBI, and he goes...
He was laughing about it.
Well, he even said, he goes, do we really need to do this? And he's laughing, saying, you know I'm guilty. I'm like...
That's me. At this point, like, are we really going to wrap this up like in years of appeals processes as his attorneys try and get him off again and again and again? Take him out back of the courthouse and shoot him. Just get it over with.
Well, he represented himself in the sentencing.
Did he really?
Yeah. He said he didn't. He wanted new attorneys and he represented himself. It shows he does not. And he got his butt kicked over the summer in jail.
Good. Seriously, take him out back of the courthouse. Take a really sharp axe and just behead him. Do it old school, medieval style.
Or after what he did at that church, maybe just put him in the general population and go, we're going to leave for 5 minutes.
Whatever happens, happens.
It'll be taken care of.
10 women and 2 men recommended the death penalty for all 18 counts that carried that as a possible sentence.
Yeah. Good.
18 counts. Yeah, because there's a count of murder for every person that he killed, right?
Yep. Good.
Good. Enjoy the fires of hell, you little friggin' twerp.
Whoever thought that feline defecation could be such a swell and singular sensation?
Who'd ever thought that our love would glitter just standing here looking at shit and cameras?
I love Whose Line Is It Anyway? That was the kitty litter song. This is interesting. On December 5th, a guy by the name of LeBeau... Ross LeBeau.
You already know there's a problem.
was reportedly driving his 2006 Acura in the Copperfield area of Texas when he allegedly made a right turn without signaling. He was pulled over by a deputy with the Harris County Sheriff's Office. The routine traffic stop turned into a criminal investigation when the deputy, according to a press release, spotted a sock containing almost half a pound of small, clear, blue, and gold-colored nuggets. The deputy suspected the substance was meth. He confirmed his suspicions, or so he thought, when he placed a small sample in a field drug test, and it tested positive for narcotics.
Okay.
What do you think it actually was? You probably can already guess based on the intro song. Yeah. The thing I love is this kid spent 3 days behind bars before posting $50,000 bond. He met up with his attorney and explained that the substance identified as drugs was actually kitty litter. His father gave it to him in an effort to keep his windows from fogging up.
So how did it test positive for meth?
I don't know. There's ammonia in cat litter.
Yeah.
So maybe it was something like that. Maybe there was some kind of chemical or whatever set off the thing.
Maybe you should have said something beforehand.
Yeah.
Like before the $50,000 in bond.
Yeah, well, he's probably going to get all that money back from the state.
Well, no. Yeah, I know that.
And then some.
But before spending time in jail, you know.
Like, bro, cat litter. You ever heard of the sock trick?
This seems very confusing. This whole story.
Who puts kitty litter in a sock?
No, it's actually a life hack kind of thing because the cat litter absorbs moisture in the car and it keeps your windows from fogging up.
Also, it gives you.
She looks like she just died. She just became a corpse in front of my eyes. Like her eyes glazed over and then they closed.
Because
and it looked
I cannot
like
process that
you
stupidity.
You stopped moving. You stopped breathing. It works though. It actually works. I'm not saying it isn't dumb, but it works.
Okay.
Plus, it gives you a place to go pee pee when you need to.
Oh God.
That was actually Jesse Ventura singing that song. That dude is so talented.
Oh, think about it. He knows about aliens and consent.
I was saying, he was a wrestler, a pro wrestler. He was the governor of Minnesota. He's a singer, he's an actor, and he's also single-handedly taking down the lizard people who secretly run the world governments through the Illuminati. He's got so much going for him. And he's hair.
What hair? I met him once. He's as crazy as you'd expect.
Anyway, he lost a Supreme Court appeal in a $1.8 million verdict against American sniper Chris Kyle.
That was a long-standing feud, even after he died.
I still don't understand why he lost the appeal.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, Chris Kyle did lie about the situation with him in his book. It's been definitely, like, it's been proven that it was a lie, that it was a fabrication, that it didn't happen.
But the way Jesse Ventura goes about it probably didn't help his case, where he just screams erratically and just starts, he talks about it on every radio show he could get onto, and he's a nut job.
Yeah.
Absolute nut job. Loved him as an announcer and a wrestler.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
Minnesota.
Oh, this is what that's your Vikings town.
It's a state. Minnesota's a state. It's not a town.
You got what I meant.
Yeah. No. No, I didn't.
That is the place that
you know who's responsible for him not getting this? The lizard people. The lizard people did it. The Illuminati is keeping justice away from Jesse Ventura.
Damn you, Beyonce.
You know, we talked about this recently. Remember the DiGiorno's Twitter, how it was like off the chain?
It was the most amazing Twitter of all time.
It was. And then the guy said that dumb thing that got him in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, made fun of spousal abuse.
Yeah, right. And so he got fired, I'm assuming. And it just hasn't been the same. Now someone else is rising up to fill the void, though. That is the Wendy's Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's apparently run by a girl by the name of Amy Brown, the company's social media manager since 2012. Why are people only just is she going through a tough spot in her life, or, like, is she really got, like, she have a bad day or something recently, and she just decided to start taking it out on the people who tweet at Wendy's? Because it's been incredible. It's been a wild ride.
Well, it started with the guy who complained about it not being fresh meat.
Yeah, and she said, like, yeah, have you ever heard of keeping something cold without actually freezing it? Like, think about something you'd find in your kitchen. And the guy said something about McDonald's, like McDonald's burgers are better. And then she responded by saying, you don't need to bring them into this just because you forgot refrigerators exist. The snark off some of these replies has been amazing.
My guess is it started because so many people were attacking her that day that she just finally lost it. And
that's what I'm saying.
That was the final guy. But now it's become a game. Like, people say, insult me. And then the Wendy's Twitter will insult you.
Fantastic.
This is what a great marketing tool. I mean, Wendy's has always been behind, at least advertising-wise, Burger King and McDonald's.
Yeah,
right. They're always the third wheel.
Their food's definitely better than those two, though.
It is.
Wendy's, cut me a check. Seriously.
And now it's going to surpass at least Burger King with this whole deal.
This is great. Somebody says, your food is trash. And she says, no, but your opinion is.
or how about this one where she... he said, I'm going to retweet this to all my people. Or don't you hate that all these people are attacking you? And he goes, well, yeah, when your 51 followers come and attack you, let me know. I'm like, yes!
That's amazing.
Wendy is great. God bless Dave Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah, where do you store the cold things that aren't frozen?
The fridge.
Yeah, the fridge. And that guy was an idiot. But I'm trying to find, like, a couple other good examples.
I'm wondering how long this happens before it's dumb.
Yeah, here's one. How come you don't want to marry me? We're a restaurant. That's just an excuse. Why does being a restaurant have to block out love? It doesn't. It just has to block out marriage because we're a restaurant.
They're getting snarky with the snark, but how long before it gets old? Like, how long before Walmart starts doing it?
And then, with DiGiorno's, they were kind of doing it for a while. Like, if this continues, yeah, every single freaking business is going to be doing this.
And then it will be funny when someone doesn't do it.
It could be a good thing for businesses, though, you know.
Maybe to stop taking themselves so seriously. Yeah.
Right, but all these customers that really are not paying attention to the world, like me, for instance.
Right.
You know, common sense.
Honestly, customer service needs a good revamp, too. A lot of the stuff that they bring to the table is really dumb and deserves to be punched.
Yeah, because the customers are not always right.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, a lot of their complaints, like, look at that. Like, oh, how could your food never be frozen? Seriously, that guy's an idiot. You don't understand how refrigeration works. It's like, he deserved to get friggin' punted. Into the friggin' stratosphere.
I think I'm going to tweet Wendy's right now and see if I can get a response.
Oh, do it. Do it from the podcast Twitter.
I will.
See if we can get them to follow us. And then we'll be BFFs forever.
Once we're done with this, I'm gonna tweet them and see if it comes back by the end of the show.
And then free Baconators forever.
Oh,
that's my dream.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Wendy's. Come on, hold me down.
A little bit of chili. Oh.
They have fancy mayonnaise.
Up next, what what movie quotes are you saying wrong? We've got the answers for you on A Freak Accident.
Fancy mayonnaise is what they used to call me in high school.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Roar.
No, that's not even the same thing.
It's not the same movie company that we're talking about. We're talking about all different ones.
Bad Robot. How do you like that? Didn't see that coming, did you?
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good
you,
dog.
Yeah, you remember movie quotes. Everybody loves classic movie quotes. How many of them are you doing wrong, though?
This is the most surprising thing you'll hear all day.
Yeah, knowing this, just how dumb you are, just like and feeling stupid. And yeah, Mickey's waving. Yeah, because yeah, Mickey, I would be surprised if you've even seen half of these movies.
Yeah, I've probably seen none of them, and I definitely don't quote any of them.
First one is this. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. The Queen has a saying when she's looking at her mirror, her magic mirror. Right? Do you remember what it was?
Mirror, what's the mirror on the wall?
And then what's the rest?
Who's the fairest of them all?
Yes. But that quote is wrong.
Fantastic.
That's how everybody knows that quote, but here's the actual one.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
So it's actually magic mirror on the wall. It's not mirror, mirror on the wall.
And fairest of them all. Or fairest. It's a different little ending right there.
Fairest yeah. one of them
yeah,
all.
Yeah, fairest one of them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Now, Jaws, there's a famous line. It's been repeated ad nauseum forever and ever and ever. What is it?
Dude.
Oh, those famous words.
Yeah.
It's going to be, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Right, but what was the actual quote?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I don't know if you can really hear it there, but he actually said, you're going to need a bigger boat.
The sound in those movies are awful.
Maybe that's why people are just deaf, like me, when I had that black crap in my ear.
Go back to another episode. People it really just isn't as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, right. Let's see. The next one is going to... Ooh, Field of Dreams. What is the famous line from that?
If you build it... What is it? They will come? Or
if you build it, they will come, right? That's what everybody... They've
sure.
even people have even turned that into like a business thing. Right? It's, like, you know, oh, if you create a need, people will come. If you build it, they will come.
It's been a joke on a bunch of TV shows, too.
It's also wrong.
If you build it, he will come.
It's if you build it, he will come.
Who's he?
It was his dad.
Oh.
You've never seen that movie?
No.
Why not? It's a great movie.
I just know the quote.
Darth Vader's in it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Bela Lugosi was Count Dracula. Right, in Bram Stoker's Dracula, the Hollywood adaptation, of course. What's the classic Dracula thing?
I want to suck your blood.
Everybody knows that line, right, Mickey? Yep. Right? That's the line, yep. Right?
Nope.
No!
I want to suck your blood.
It is the same line, but they never used it in that movie.
Really?
It's from, they actually, everybody, it became so famous to say that they thought it was in that original movie. But they added into the movie Ed Wood.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where that comes from, that clip right there.
Oh, it's from Ed Wood. It's not actually from Dracula.
Because it was everybody poking fun at the fact that everybody kept quoting that.
Okay. All right.
And it's never actually in that Dracula movie.
Yeah. Next one is Lord of the Rings. Gandalf's about to fall into the pit. What does he say?
Oh.
I actually know this one. It was fly, you fools. It wasn't run, you fools, but do a lot of people say run, you fools?
I've heard that a lot.
Really?
Yeah, but it was actually fly, you fools.
Yeah.
Fly, you fools.
Pretty obvious. I've never heard anyone use that
wrong. Again, with all the sound effects and everything in a movie theater, you probably couldn't hear it because he doesn't say it that loud.
I don't know. That's pretty quiet.
Fly, you fools.
That's pretty obvious.
I don't know. The first line kind of sounds chappy.
Doesn't right. sound like run.
You know, just go with the damn article.
So, Dirty Harry, there's a famous line in that, right?
Oh, what is that?
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody remembers that one, except...
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I feel lucky?
Do you?
Well, do you, punk?
That's, like, completely, like, all
they mashed it up into one thing.
That I could see, like, after so many years a movie comes out, eventually, you know, you start losing what the actual line is.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Now, classic Hannibal, right?
Hello, Clarice.
It's good to see you again, right? Mickey, have you seen this movie?
Yes.
This is probably one of the few movies I could guarantee you have seen.
So you loved when he said, hello, Clarice.
I don't think it's hello, Clarice, though.
Good evening, Clarice.
Yeah.
How did that go for so many years?
Wrong?
Like that is a very big difference.
Because there is a part in the movie where he runs by her really quick and he does say hello, Clarice, but it's not like the opening scene to them meeting,
right.
Which is what that's from.
Yeah.
Wow.
That I know.
Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Right. Never actually said on the show.
What?
Those words have never been said in that order. Similar variations.
Scotty, beam me up.
Yeah.
But never
never beam me up, Scotty. That has never happened.
Which is crazy because that is quoted so many times on movies and TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was never said.
It was never said in that order. In that way.
That one blows my mind.
Yep. Okay.
Wow.
Luke, I am your father.
One of the most iconic lines in a movie.
No, I am your father.
He doesn't say Luke. He doesn't say Luke. He says, no, I am your father. So the whole Luke, I am your father thing. That's probably some idiot who probably was trying to say the quote to somebody. Something he said, huh, I don't know if they're going to get where this is from, though. So I better include Luke to remind them that it was Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. Guarantee that's where that started, and it just propagated from there.
$20, it was George Lucas.
Now, let's see. Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
What movie's that from?
Gone with the Wind.
I have never seen that.
That was one of the first instances of swearing in a movie, too.
Really?
The word damn. Yeah, it was a big to-do back then, because saying damn in a movie was like, oh, where's my fainting couch?
I know we don't normally say this, but that is going in a show intro at one point.
Where's my fainting couch?
Yes.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
He said frankly, my dear, not frankly, Scarlett.
Well, that's a little... But still, I mean, people quoting it completely wrong.
Yeah.
These are crazy.
Now, The Wizard of Oz. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Again, another iconic line that I've heard everybody quote. I mean, Mickey, you had to have heard that line.
Usually I think we're off to see the wizard, but yeah.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Aha.
So it's
not quite the same. There are other lines, too, that people get wrong all the time. Like, Will Smith never actually said Earth. In Independence Day, he didn't say welcome to Earth, even though people like to say that he did.
That's called racist, people.
Yeah, that is pretty racist. It is.
That's really, really, really racist.
Yeah. Up next, what do men do, or what do the men wish that they can do if it weren't considered feminine or socially unacceptable?
I can think of a bunch.
Lazy E and I are about to make you feel real uncomfortable, Mickey. And you too, listener. Up next on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
You must look feminine, dress feminine. You're at your best feminine. Emphasize your femininity. That's what every girl should know.
Well, this is a product of another era, isn't it?
1963 Disney movie.
Sounds about right. Thanks, Walt. Thanks for that.
Yeah, way to bring him down a notch.
Was that before suffrage or after? It was definitely right around that time, wasn't it?
Either way, it was way too late. 1963. My God.
Anyway, this was on Reddit. Sometimes you can go to Reddit and you can see some awesome, awesome stuff. Like whenever they do like an Ask Me, or not necessarily an Ask Me Anything, but an Ask Reddit. A lot of these questions that people ask can generate some interesting conversation. Like, for instance, this one. Guys, what would you get into if it wasn't considered feminine or socially unacceptable?
Mickey. I can think of one. Breastfeeding.
I have never thought that I would love to breastfeed, Mickey. Never once in my life.
Don't knock it yet. Think about it. You don't have any milk in the house. You got some cookies?
All right, no. All right, let's move into these some of these answers.
It'll be great. Santa John
322 says,
whoa.
Honestly, I think I'd get into quilting. Says, I live in Pennsylvania. Maybe he's one of our listeners.
Well,
so
what?
I live in Pennsylvania. There's some damn impressive quilting happening here.
Wait, I've never heard that. I want a t-shirt that says, there's some damn impressive quilting going on.
Yeah,
here.
I think it's awesome you can make something like a quilt and give it to someone who will literally wrap themselves in the gift you've made them.
Well, that's creepy. Oh, that guy.
Why do you have to turn it creepy?
Yeah, no,
it's
sentimental. It's not creepy.
I pictured him saying it like, and he'll wrap
him. Of course you are. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, because that's what you would do.
Yes.
This guy says, if I didn't have man package, I would only ever wear yoga pants.
Ugh.
Oh.
Please don't.
Yeah, can you imagine
Mickey, you wear
guy?
Nothing but jeans ever. I don't think you own anything besides jeans.
I do. I just don't ever wear them.
I've seen you in one skirt ever.
Did I wear a skirt?
Yeah, one time.
Oh, yeah, when I was
You were like coming from a job interview or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
I like jeans. Jeans are comfy.
Yeah.
Jeans are fantastic.
And you never have to wash them either.
You would be correct.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, by the way, that was from Trump did 9/11. That was the user that posted that the thing about yoga pants.
No agenda there.
This one is Wiener Butt Jr.
Can we just do Reddit names?
Honestly, Reddit usernames should be their own segment. He says, one night my girlfriend decided to use one of those face mask things. So I decided, why the hell can't I make my skin all nice and soft? Now I'm addicted to do them, and I do them at least twice a week.
You know what? I can't knock it because it probably does feel fantastic.
Exfoliate. Right?
Yes.
Sure.
This guy says, rated S2K says laser hair removal. Especially on my butt.
Yeah, no. Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out. I have a big problem. It's like Rapunzel back there on me.
He says, I've finally started going. I'm on my fourth session, and OMG, it is amazing.
He's like Mr. Clean on his butt.
I should have just swallowed my pride and done it sooner.
I'm going to do that. I'll record it for the show.
You know, in my head, it just dawned on me. Like, I think I tried to suppress it, but I couldn't. Rapunzel. Really?
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's really bad. I mean, it's longer than the hair on my head. No doubt, it is. You know what's something I would do more often if it wasn't considered feminine? The drinks. The girly drinks? Yeah.
You know, but guys get the girly drinks. I know when I bartended, people always got them.
Yeah, but you can't do it when you're by yourself. You kind of have to be in a group or like with... You can't be like going, well, going stag tonight. Time to get a margarita. No, a daiquiri.
Dear Occupant says, it's a really simple thing, but just smelling good. Like when girls come out of the bathroom after showering and freshening up, it smells like someone knocked over a jar full of polka dots or something.
Using soap isn't feminine.
Yeah, no. That's just good hygiene, my friend.
Yeah, you could take a shower.
Yeah, you can shower more than once. Ever.
And that's socially acceptable.
Yeah,
don't
yeah
worry.
It is. Yeah, it's not feminine and it is socially acceptable. Jai Jai Kali says, skirts. We need the ballroom. You know what? There are skirts for men. They're called kilts.
No, sarongs.
What?
No, sarongs. He's right. He's right. He's reading it.
Kilts.
No, get it. Sarong.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah,
got
funny.
Sir right.
Yes. You know what? If it weren't, that is something, if it weren't deemed socially unacceptable, I would wear a kilt every day.
No. Because then you have to cross your legs.
No, dude, imagine the breeze. Oh, man, that would probably feel great.
No, what if it's cold? We get shrinkage.
I don't care, man. Just a little, in the middle of summertime especially.
I can't afford
just
shrinkage.
Just a nice wind wafting up the hill.
Oh, stop.
Catching you beneath.
Yeah, my Rapunzel hair just wafting backwards. It's like an 80s movie on my butt.
Austin Shagwell says, say that things are cute.
I say that anyways.
Yeah.
It's a cute cat. It's fine.
Oh, here you go. Victor Blimp Muscle says...
That's you, isn't it?
Be the little spoon. Sometimes I want to be the cuddly instead of the cuddler.
Oh, my God. That is creepy.
Murderer is the little spoon.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Your man is the little spoon? Yeah.
Oh, come on. Mickey definitely wears the pants in that relationship.
Couldn't figure that one out?
And the pants are jeans, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Not physically the little spoon, but in that sense, the little spoon.
Yes.
My God. So I'm just picturing that in my head.
It's like holding a big teddy bear. It's fantastic.
I just can't.
Lazy, what about you? Is there anything you would want to do if it weren't considered feminine? I mean, I would definitely skirts. I wish dudes could wear skirts. That would be awesome.
Dudes can wear skirts. It's your choice.
But it's not societally acceptable.
Who cares?
I care.
Your problem.
I don't need those stairs, but I would love to feel that breeze. I want to feel it. I need it in my life.
I think admitting that I like Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars, I do it anyways.
You do that anyway, though, because you have no shame.
I know, but it still isn't acceptable for a man.
Honestly, you know what? Here's another one from me. Girly drinks sometimes
are
delicious.
That. Yeah.
Did you? I didn't.
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Wow, you were totally not paying attention.
I was reading through the thing. I was trying to figure out. Somebody's got to keep this show moving forward. It ain't going to be you two. I mean, it will be after I'm gone next week, but it ain't going to be you two today.
But no, girly drinks are fantastic.
Some of them are delicious. Yeah.
Me and Mickey were literally just having this conversation.
And I missed the whole thing. I'm sorry.
You have to go with a girl or a group to get them. You can't go stag to a bar and go,
yo, man, want an apple teeny.
Apple teenies are fantastic. That was the name of my bowling team one time, the Apple Teeny Meanies. We won the league.
Listener, let us know if you're a dude, what do you wish you could do if it wasn't societally unacceptable or if it wasn't considered feminine? Freaks@afreakaccident.com. We're closing out with football next.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Well, this is the last time I'm going to be able to do this for a while. Lazy, you're going to have to carry it on your own now on. So, you ready? Mickey, you're going to have to start doing it once I'm gone.
I got a piano. We'll figure it out.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, get a Casio keyboard. Ding, 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 ding. Because that's the noise those make.
Yeah. We had a lot of football going on over the weekend.
Yeah, we sure did.
And it even included some college action.
Yeah, the college football championships. I mean, I guess everybody thought it was going to be a blowout the early half of the game.
I thought it I was at bowling that night.
Okay.
I thought it wasn't even going to be worth watching. Mm. Dude. That was some exciting action.
I've heard. Some people are saying one of the best games of all time.
I
college ball-wise, maybe?
I mean, I don't watch enough college football to make that claim, but it's funny. Even though it was that great, there's one thing that took precedent over that.
What's that?
And it was the ESPN pre-show. All right, that Bill Walton was on there. He's, I think, a former basketball player, but he's there doing analysts and all that stuff. And he's dressed in this big Uncle Sam suit. And this guy's tall. You got him, a former NBA guy.
Okay.
So he starts out talking about what he likes to do outside of the sports world.
I like to get high.
Hello. Yeah, it started that way.
Woo!
But you know what? Legal in some states. That's
sure,
fine.
Sure.
That's fine. And then he decided to talk to Michelle Beadle.
Look at
me. I'm healthy. I plan on living forever. Antioxidants.
Stop by my room later. I've got something for
you. Whoa!
How long before ESPN announced Bill Walton is about to go on a vacation?
Yeah.
Kind of like how I'm going on a vacation on this show.
No.
Crisco is no longer with us because of various human rights violations.
Yeah, no. That was bad. The first one you could get by.
Sure.
The second one.
Yeah.
That was a little...
So though, amazing that Clemson pulled that out, man. Nobody would have predicted that. Awesome.
Great way to perpetuate the idea. Let's just make it like the NFL and do a playoff system.
Yep.
We could have great games like that every night.
And I love a good underdog story.
Oh,
that's how everybody had Bama pick to win. That's fantastic.
Yeah. But then we of course have the wild card matchups that happened in the NFL before that.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Steelers crushed Miami. Miami didn't even stand a chance.
The thing is, none of the games were great.
No, the Texans destroyed the Raiders, although the Raiders were playing, their third-string quarterback because Derek Carr went down, the car broke down, I saw some people saying, and Matt McGloin,
who's from
Penn State.
He's from Penn State, from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
All right, he's from our hometown here. Yeah, he broke himself, his first game, right? Yeah. his first game out there. He was supposed to...
well, in a while, yeah.
Right, yeah. And then the third guy, I don't even know who that is, but...
It's a shame.
Doesn't matter now. Season's over, and it really does suck because, man, I thought the Raiders were going to take it all the way this year.
The good thing about it is they still have a young team.
Yeah.
They're coming back next year.
I mean, the fact that, like, you barely won a game last year.
Yeah.
And now this year, like, you're talking... Or no, the year before last, right? Wasn't it the year before last?
Yeah.
And so now, like, you're talking, you're in the playoffs. I mean, as long as you stay injury-free next year, I think you make a Super Bowl run.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Packers destroyed the Giants. The Giants look great in the first quarter.
Not just that. Yes, it looked like a game in the first quarter. And then everything fell apart. Is Aaron Rodgers the best person to ever throw Hail Marys?
Oh, God.
He did it again.
I don't know how you don't get between the quarterback and the receiver.
Well, they did. He was at the back of the end zone, and literally the guy didn't jump. It fell into his arms. He said, I thought about jumping, and then it just kind of went there. The big problem was, Giants player, turn around, see the ball, put up your hand. He was right there.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get between the pass. That's the only you'll knock it down.
Well, he was between it. It's just he didn't turn around.
But I'm saying he didn't turn around, so he technically wasn't between it. Even though he was positionally there, he wasn't playing defense for that play.
Regardless, the Packers, Aaron Rodgers might be the one who's hit that Hail Mary the most.
Unreal, man. Unreal. And then the Seahawks destroy the Lions.
Which is another sad story, because, come on, the Lions, lovable losers.
The Lions have been terrible. So they're division rivals, and I was still rooting for them.
Yeah.
Terrible what happened.
Yeah, I'm hoping it gets better.
Next week, Seahawks are at the Falcons, Texans are at the Patriots, Steelers are at the Chiefs, and Packers are at the Cowboys.
Honestly, and it's not just because they're facing the Steelers, I honestly am rooting for the Chiefs now. Because they're another one of those,
yeah,
didn't it see it coming. Would really like to see them.
The Chiefs,
take it all
the way. Texans. You know, I'd pull for the Falcons too, or the Cowboys. The Cowboys have been. I don't.
Yeah.
There's not much love lost between me and the Cowboys, but it's been such a long time since we've seen them good.
And it's the rookies.
Yeah.
You know that
Dak Prescott. Absolutely, it'd be awesome to see that kid make a good run out of this year.
Same thing, Ezekiel Elliott. Great. You know, good news for Ezekiel Elliott, was not hurt terribly in a minor car crash he just had.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he's doing okay, and also. Another little tidbit, Coughlin, the former coach of the Giants,
yeah.
Now going back to the Jaguars as a president.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the original coach of the Jaguars.
Is he still going to be making that confused face?
Oh, yeah.
With like the shrug? Is he going to be doing that from the press box now, though?
Probably.
All right, let's prognosticate.
Yeah. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
Mickey, yours are always dumb, so we'll save yours for last because they're funny, too, though. You got one, E?
Yeah, you know what? As much as I don't want this to happen, last week, Le'Veon Bell ran for 240 yards almost, and he isn't going to get an actual contract. They already said they're going to franchise tag him, so he's not happy.
Yeah.
It's because of his drug use and stuff. So I'm going to say this game against the Chiefs, he is going to run for 320 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
Prognostication!
I'm going to say that similar to what's been going on with the Packers for a while now, Aaron Rodgers is going to throw a Hail Mary near the end of the game that will be completed, and it'll make it seem like they've won. But then Dallas will get the ball back with very little time left, and Dak Prescott will seal the game with a Hail Mary.
Prognostication!
Ooh, like it.
Mickey.
Oh, boy.
I really have nothing for this one.
And that was a freak accident, implausible prognostication!
That was perfect. It couldn't have been any more perfect than that.
Thanks for ending my last show on such a high note, Mickey.
What else would you expect?
I wouldn't.
Anything else would be undignified.
Freakaccident.com is the website. Send an email to freaks@freakaccident.com. While you're there at the website, click connect on the menu bar. You can find all of our social media links there. Don't forget to subscribe anywhere podcasts are downloaded. We're talking Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, and especially iTunes, the big daddy of them all for podcasters. Leave us a good review and help us climb the charts. We would appreciate it. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. We hope you'll bear with us through this time of transition.
Little rough period.
Yeah, I hope to be back eventually, but honestly, the two of you guys, if I'm not back, it's been real. I love you both, and best of luck to you.
I'm scared.
You'll be fine.
We'll forge through.
Listeners, thank you so much for everything. I appreciate all your support of me over the years, too. Like I said, hopefully I'll be back. If not, keep listening, because this show's destined for great things, even if I don't get to be a part of it.
Well, you'll still be here, like we said, background.
Something.
You'll be here.
I'll be doing something. Yeah. So until we meet again, and until, well, next week's going to have a brand new episode. Until I see you again, A Freak Accident will be back next week. For A Freak Accident, one last time, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given
until there's a freak accident.
I like to get high.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.